The sun is out longer during these warm summer months, and protecting your eyes becomes more and more important. Hi, this is Bill Bartee from the Carolina Outdoors saying stop on by to check out the Costa Del Mar and Maui Jim sunglass selection available at Jesse Brown's. We've got all shapes and sizes for you and all of your shapes and sizes available at Jesse Brown's. So stop by the Sharon Corner Shopping Center. We'll be there.
All right, Bill Bartee, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors. One of the things that's neat in the mountains as you're driving around, every once in a while you pass up a barn and you can see the remnants of a red man chewing tobacco sign or something like that. Maybe mail pouch, never know. Could be beech nut.
I love it.
But those signs are important. You know that?
Well, if they're not important, they... I sure do think they're important. I guess I agree with all that, Don. It's a bit of a time machine, taking you back in time. And as our listeners out there to the Carolina Outdoors are hearing us, whether it be via a podcast subscription, Carolina Outdoors, or maybe it's early on a Saturday morning as WBT's airwaves carry us throughout the land, the signs are important. And I've passed bunches of them, some brand new. My hometown, Clover, South Carolina, one of the businesses down there has balloons, a ton of different balloons painted on the side of a building, just done within the past 10 or 12 years or so. And of course, just down the road on Main Street in that same town, there's an old Coca-Cola sign that I don't know what year it may have been painted on the side of another old building. I can tell you it is up for, it needs a little bit of touching up on that certain thing. But it makes me think of our friend, the founder and director of the Charlotte Signs Project, who oftentimes comes on the airwaves here of the Carolina Outdoors and shares his passion that began way back when about the signs of Charlotte. And it's kind of a step back in time for many of us who have been around these parts for a long time. You may remember Ratcliffe Flowers or the JFG sign or maybe Anderson's the Anderson sign there. But we're going to bring Christopher Lawing onto the program, also author of the Charlotte Signs Project, to give us an update of what's happening in the Charlotte sign scene. Yes, there is a scene of signs in Charlotte. And we're going to find out about it right now on the Carolina Outdoors. Christopher, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what's happening in the sign scene in Charlotte, but specifically, there was an article in the Charlotte Observer referencing an iconic restaurant called The Coffee Cup. In fact, just down the road from Studio D here at WBT Studios is where this restaurant lived and stood. And it was iconic not just because of its age, but because of its importance in integration here in Charlotte. Can you talk to us about that and the mystery of where that sign went?
Oh, of course. And it certainly is a mystery. The Coffee Cup did open in the 40s, and it was not just about, like you said, the food and the cool signage that was out front. The sign was actually in the shape of a coffee cup that hung off of the building, just simply said Coffee Cup. There was no neon, there was no flashing lights, but the clientele, you know, these were people who were lawyers and bankers from uptown, as well as just people from the neighborhood down the street that were all eating at the counter or in a, you know, at a little table side by side. Also, the ownership, too, minority ownership, as well as in its later years, women run ownership. And again, we're talking late 40s when the restaurant opened, and it closed in 2009, but not before having the beautiful and iconic sign stolen off of the restaurant in the middle of the night. It disappeared, and there was no surveillance footage to give anyone any clues. So it's still out there somewhere.
On a cold and dark night in the town of Charlotte, North Carolina.
So a bit exactly. of a mystery with this coffee cup sign. Not to put you on the spot for sleuthdom or any of that, but do you care to share any ideas on where this sign may be?
You know, if I could share, I would. I have scoured Craigslist. I've scoured eBay. I've scoured the Google image searches and hashtags on Instagram and Facebook pictures. And I've interviewed people who used to work there and who used to own it. And it just is not anywhere that I have found. So I really think some, you know, five-finger discount-minded person one night came by and just decided to remove the sign. I will say that the property was owned at that point by Beezer Homes. The coffee cup restaurant itself was owned by a different group. So the group who owned the restaurant business did not own the property, and the building was scheduled to be torn down, I think, within the next few weeks. So it could be argued that if the sign hadn't been stolen, it would have been demolished along with the other signage just a few weeks later. So it's kind of a mixed story as to whether you're glad it got stolen or sad that it got stolen.
How can I give it back without getting caught?
Well, let's talk later, Don.
Okay.
Hey, in related news, too, as we look to the past, to look to the future, the coffee cup is reportedly potentially reopening, not in the same area, but off Alton Avenue, just off Statesville Road here in Charlotte, too, in the future. So stay tuned for more. If that sign does show up, maybe it'll show up on the new location as it's reportedly going to open. So, with that transition, Christopher, we've talked about it here on the program. And if you're just joining us, our guest, Christopher Lawing, joining the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's, Don Yeager, and Bill Bartee. Christopher, Park Terrace over the movie theater over in the Park Road Shopping Center, that has new ownership and new management and has been under some redevelopment. What's going on with that sign?
Yes, you're exactly right. Well, the theater was originally, well, let me back up. It wasn't originally a Regal theater, but most recently it was a Regal run theater. And, you know, they closed down. AMC kind of took over Park Terrace. And I had had a conversation with someone at Eden's who owns the shopping center to make sure that that beautiful neon sign was going to stay. And it was, and it did. And that sign is Charlotte's only Googie style of architecture sign that we have, and that's G-O-O-G-I-E. It's a kind of offshoot of mid-century modern, that aesthetic. But it's a gorgeous sign. It has a kind of snowflake star that's white neon at the top, and then the main part of the sign is bright red neon that shines bright at night, and now there's a big old AMC logo that's right below it. So it's a gorgeous sign. It's a giant sign, and I was already worrying that if it came down where I would be able to store it in my backyard.
Well, hey, snowflake means different things here on WBT, so you have to sometimes clarify that design. Christopher Law is joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, and Christopher, we have one more that we want to ask you about, because many of our listeners, including me, may think back to middle school or high school or college, or maybe even 2 weeks ago, and think about going roller skating. There is an old iconic roller skating place whose sign is, I guess, in transition. Can you talk to us about that?
Oh, definitely. The Cavalieris Skating Rink is the sign that I am currently looking for and have been looking for a couple years now. It is still around somewhere. It was taken down in 1990 off of Moorhead Street, where the skating rink was. The building's still there. And part of the sign was put in the bar in the spaghetti company, which moved into that site. And since then, it went into a private collection and has disappeared. I would love to photograph it, but what makes it so cool is it's animated neon. So it's the picture of a boy a roller skating boy with his legs going back and forth on roller skates to give him the image of movement. So it's a really cool sign, probably the holy grail of signs that I would love to find. And if any of your listeners know where it is, I'm sure they could call Jesse Brown's or WBT, and we can get a little partnership going on there.
And what would you do with that sign if you had it?
Oh, boy. The first thing I would do is just photograph it. And then if the current owner potentially wanted to part ways with it, I might explore that opportunity. But a camera would be the first step that I would love to take.
Well, and we should have done that in the introduction, the Charlotte Signs Project. You can go to the website, cltsignsproject.com. What it's all about is documenting and preserving the Queen City's unique and historic signage. And Christopher Lawing is the founder and director of that, including photographs that you have taken of older and current signs in your book, Charlotte Signs of the Times, which are available all over Charlotte where books are sold, including over at Jesse Brown's, where we have it as well. And you have documented and preserved, and I guess are continuing to try to get more documentation and photographs of different signs along the way.
Yes, yes, that's true. Well, yeah, thank you so much.
Don, do you have any special signs we need to sit Christopher on that
We do. We got to have him track down a bunch of them. I keep giving him all kinds of suggestions, but sometimes he doesn't like where I'm going with them.
Charlotte, Christopher, what is the status of these modern signs that are going up that somebody 50 years from now may be documenting?
Well, you know, some of them are a little more on the temporary and cheap side, but I think a lot of them are actually being more well designed and very unique in their construction. And so I'm very encouraged by the fact that maybe restaurants and businesses are taking a little bit more pride in their signage, whereas 10 or 15 years ago, it might have just been a simple printed piece of plastic. But now the shapes, the colors, everything's going a little more retro. And that's pretty cool to see.
It is too cool. CharlotteSignsProject.com. His name, Christopher Lawing. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors.